Right, I need to check the temperature of the water because yesterday David said it was about 33, which is, well, 32 is zero, so it's just above zero. I'm here in the deep end and, well, I would say it's about 1 degree in the deep end, and there's loads of ice down at the shallow end. So again, like Wendy said, it's a step-to-step swim, because even in the deep end by the railway side, there is actually some ice, so you can't even swim width across in the deep end. You've got to actually stick to the step-to-step, which is almost, I'd say it's about the distance of a width anyway. Oh, good morning. Bernie's already in. Oh, beautiful. Okay, well, and who is that at the bottom? I think Aaron is already trying to cut the ice and dislodge it from the side of the pool, because what he normally does is he tries to push the ice up to the deep end. So I think he's already preparing, doing the first step of his operation, which is loosening the ice on the side of the pool. And he's got a funny little contraption, which is kind of a broom, but he does a really good job. That looks quite tough, Aaron.
Yeah, it's quite thick.
It's quite thick here already. Yeah, and that's just over one. Well, it's probably just moved back down, has it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You need a better tool, I think, Aaron.
Yeah. I'll get one soon.
You'll get one soon. He needs kind of a, I don't know, a sledgehammer or something to dislodge it from the side. But it is the ice is quite thick again. We've had another really cold wintry night at the Lido. And it's true, now that I'm here at the bottom of the pool, at the shallow end of the pool, I can see that that sky is throwing a lovely glow on the ice. So beautiful. Gosh, well, it's really, today I'm not going to hang around a lot because I need to get out of here by 9 o'clock, and it's already 8:10. So time to get undressed, get in the deep end, do my step-to-step swim and then sauna, and then out again and back home. All right.